The white stuff already heaped 6 inches deep in places, and he couldn't tell exactly where his driveway started. The dog shot out the door as soon as he opened it. Lear and Iago howled and acted stupid, pouncing and prancing in the blowing fluff. Cam lashed his snowshoes to his boots, grabbed his poles, and took off from the front porch steps after them. One deep breath sent him sputtering and rasping. He tied his scarf across his face and muttered, 24 below. One gangster ready to roll. Almost ready. Cam went back for the spool of twine he kept for times like this. A man didn't want to get lost on the way back from the outhouse, much less miss the cabin by a couple of yards when he was just out for an aching breath of fresh air. He checked his watch. It was later than he thought, going on 9. They'd not stay out very long. Hi-ya! Come! Lear mock-charged him. Iago bounded 4 heartbeats behind, tongue sloppy. Iago's jaw was misaligned, leaving him to drool, which froze to his muzzle. Here, boys! He managed to rough up both their necks. A branch cracked close range. He cringed, both at the sound and his reaction. Between the memories of his last mission as an army medic and the trial that had ruined his life, he turned into a jumpy mess of nerves more often than he preferred.
Not guilty!
Judge Otterly's crashing gavel woke Cam at least 3 nights a week over the past 2 years. The nightmares continued, crystal clear and accompanied by a musty smell when he opened his eyes, exhausted, not like when he used to get by just fine on 5 hours of sleep. A couple of football fields later, Lear paused to sniff at something under the great broken fir that refused to die after last summer's lightning strike. He didn't bay, so it was probably something dead. Maybe a deer, wounded in the recent hunting season? Wandered off and bled out? Shame to waste meat. What'd you find, boy? Cam studied the snowy pile of raggedy blanket from a few yards off. Red and black plaid wool looked like velvet under blowing ice crystals. He blinked singing snow from his eyelashes. I do not recall leaving anything out here, do you? Iago joined the action, pawing the heap Cam no longer suspected was a deer carcass. Wait up there now! Cam pulled closer. Crashing gusts through the understory created a roaring wave that ebbed and flowed. Iago grabbed a corner of the blanket and tugged. His other dog barked once, a sharp note that wailed on the wind. Cam shook his head against the thought he was about to experience a Stephen King moment. And when Iago exposed a person-shaped huddled fetal position, Cam was not as surprised as he should have been. Nauseated, yeah. A little shaky in the fingers. He ducked under the dubious shelter of branches, all the while telling himself that no good was going to come of this. Iago lay next to the body. Setting his maw on it tenderly, he gave Cam the do something sad eye. Nope, nothing good. Lear paced in a circle, swinging his head, acting like a Secret Service agent. But for whom? What's there, Iago? What do you know, boy? Cam assessed the situation, checking for weapons, tracks, movement, before he unclipped his snowshoes and squatted. In slow-mo, he pulled down the scarf covering his nose and mouth and sniffed. Even slower, he reached out as Iago whined. He steeled himself before pulling off the glove of his right hand to scratch Iago's ears before running his forefinger along the jaw of the person in the snow. Of course the skin was cold. He let out a steamy breath, took in another, and studied the cheek. No beard. Young man? He checked for a pulse. The dogs keened. Had they heard anything else? Cam swallowed. Steady. Don't let your pets freak you out. Remember the boy behind the rock that last tour in Kandahar? His uncle knifed him to keep him quiet. Just like that. It's only a body. Can't leave it for the animals. No matter the trouble dumped on his shoulders if he pretended he'd never seen the frozen lump in the first place. He closed his eyes. So much easier to walk away. Do the right thing, son, Grandma's voice whispered. I will. Give me a second. He straightened his shoulders, leaned in, grasped the head, and turned it toward him. Iago licked the cheek. Stop it, Cam muttered. Moss-colored irises stared at him. Cam blinked convulsively and reached his other gloved hand around to close the lids. An unexpected puff of air brushed his knuckles. The eyes shut on their own, then opened again.